Hari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaran Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaran Hari Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Channa Valapa Giri Varan Hari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Manachari Yamuna Tira Vanna Chari Yamuna Tira Vanna Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivare Hari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Nandana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Nandana Yamuna Tira Manachari Yamuna Tira Manachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Nanjana Yamuna Tira Manachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Nanjana Yamunati Ravanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Jarihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahams Paramajakachatya Srimad Istvan Grace Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupad Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnava Minda Ki Jai Iskan Samstha Pakacharya Srila Prabhupad Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premse Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Dodadha Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shremakunda Radha Kun Giri Govardhana Ki Shri Vrindavan Dan Ki Shri Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Tosi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Sankirtan Jagya ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Lord Premanande Hariyarimo. Is the translator ready? Who's translating? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Rama. Rama Ram. Hey Hare. Yesterday, after the class, I was walking to the breakfast with a brahmachari, and I asked him, what did you learn from the class? What did you learn in the class? The brahmachari said, today? And I nodded. And I waited for him to answer. There was no answer. So I said, what was the verse about? What did the verse say? No answer. So this is not very good. If you can't remember even a half hour after the class, so one thing you can do to help you is to take a few notes. Sometimes it's the preacher who is at fault. It's not always the listener who is at fault. Sometimes the listener may fall asleep, but that might be because the preacher is not enlivening. There's a joke from a church. I think you know what an usher is. In the church, there's an usher. He usually stands at the back door when the people are coming in, and he's the one who passes around the donation basket. So the usher is a little bit involved. So the joke is that if the preacher is giving a sermon and people are falling asleep, then the usher should take a stick and he should beat the preacher. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This morning we're reading Canon 6, Chapter 17, Mother Parvati curses Chittaketu, text 38. Jagne Tvashtu Dakshina Agno Danavim Yunim Ashrita Vritra Iti Avivikyatu Jnanavijnana Samyutta Jagnetashtur Dakshinagno Nanavim Yonim Ashrita Vitra iti abhivik yato Gana vigana samyutta. Please chant. Yagne tashtu dakshinagno Nanu mimyonimashvita Vititi abhivikyato Gana vigyana samyuta Yagne tashtu dakshinagno Nanu mimyonimashvita Vititi abhivikyato Gana vigyana samyutta. Yagne tashtu dakshinagno Nana vinyoni mashrita Vititi vivikyato Gana vigyana samyutta. Yantastu Dakshinagno. Mitaiti Abhivikato. Again and again. Yagnetastu Dakshinatno Nananyamyo Nimashrita Vitayati Abhivikyato. Again and again, Samhita. Yagnetastu Dakshinatno Nanamimyo Nimashrita Vitayati Abhivikyato. Again and again in Samyutta. Yagnetastu Dakshinagno Nanamimyo Nimashrita Vitayati Abhivikyato. Again and again in Samyutta. Chant. Chant the verse. Chant. Yagnetastu Dakshinagno Nanamimyonimashrita Vitayati Abhivikyato. Yanavigyana Samyutta Yagnetastu Dakshinagno Nanamimyonimashrita Vitayati Abhivikyato. Yanavigyana Dakshinagno. Yagnetastu Rikshagno Nanamimyo Namashrita Vidyati Abhivigyato Gyanavigyana Samyutta. Jagne was born. Tashtu of the Brahman, known as Tvashta. Dakshinagno, in the fire sacrifice known as Dakshi Agno. Dhanavim, demoniac. Yonim, species of life. Ashritaha, taking shelter of. Vritra, Vritra, iti, thus. Abhivikyata, celebrated. Gyanavigyana Samyutta, fully equipped with transcendental knowledge and practical application of that knowledge in life. Being cursed by Mother Durga, also known as Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva. That same Chitraketu accepted birth in a demoniac species of life. Although still fully equipped with transcendental knowledge and practical application of that knowledge in life, he appeared as a demon at the fire sacrifice performed by Trashta. And thus he became famous as Vritrasura. Purport. The word yoni is generally understood to mean jati, family, group or species. Although Vritrasura appeared in a family of demons, it is clearly said that his knowledge of spiritual life still existed. Jnana-vijnana samyutta. His spiritual knowledge and the practical application of that knowledge in life were not lost. Therefore, it's said that even if a devotee falls down for some reason, he is still not lost. The Bhagavatam, first canto, fifth chapter, 17th verse says, Yatra kva mabhadram adbhud amushyakim ko varta apto bhajatam svaha dharmataha. Once one is advanced in devotional service, his spiritual assets are never lost under any circumstances. Whatever spiritual advancement he has achieved continues. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Even if a bhakti yogi falls, he takes birth in a rich family or a family of Brahmins, in which he again starts devotional activities from the point where he left off. Although Vritrasura was known as an asura or demon, he did not lose his consciousness of Krishna or devotional service. Oma gyanatim anandasya gyananjana shlakaya chakshu militam nena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam shtapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta parakamalam shri guru vaishnavam shcha shri rupam Sagajatam sahagana raganatan vetam tam sajivam sarvetam savarutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakam vetam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vishabhanu Sut Devi Pranamami Hodi Priye Manchakopaturubhyas Chakripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Guru Bhakta Minna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Jagne Tashtu Dakshinagno Dhanabim Yonim Mashritan Vitrayate Abhi Vikyato Gyanabhigyana Samyutta. Srila Prabhupada quotes the Bhagavad Gita in today's purport. The person who is a transcendentalist, he's engaged in auspicious activities. He does not meet with destruction, either in this world or the spiritual world. If he's unsuccessful after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, he's born into a family of righteous people or a family of rich aristocracy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If the yogi is unsuccessful after a long practice, he takes his birth in a family of transcendentalists who are surely great in wisdom. Certainly such a birth is rare. Srila Prabhupada says, fortunately, both our spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and our humble self had the opportunity to take birth in such families. Later we met by the order of the transcendental system. Krishna continues, by virtue of the divine consciousness of his previous life, he automatically becomes attracted to the yogic principles. Such a transcendentalist stands always above the ritualistic principles of the scriptures. And when the yogi engages with sincere endeavor in making further progress, being washed of all contamination, then ultimately achieving perfection after many, many years of practice, he attains this supreme goal. Hare Krishna. So Jagjne means was born. Twashtur, from the father, Twashta. Dakshinagno, during a sacrifice, a fire sacrifice. He was born into a demonic species, or yonim. This is the shelter that he got. He actually, you could say, took shelter of Mother Parvati when she cursed him. He said, yes, Mother, I accept this desire of yours. So this is the shelter that he got. He became a demon. But he was celebrated. Abhivikyato means celebrated. Because although he was a demon, he was still fully equipped with transcendental knowledge and how to apply it. Abhi, in the word abhivikyato, abhi means, does anybody know? Abhi? This is your language more than it's mine. Huh? Abhi means constantly. And Vikyata means famous. So Vritra was constantly famous, and he's famous still because he's in the Bhagavatam. So this kind of fame in which you are famous in the Bhagavatam, this kind of fame belongs to usually devotees like Parikit Maharaj. When Parikit Maharaj was born, the Bhagavatam says, this child would become Abhivikyata. He would become famous in the world as Parikit. The person, that means the person who is examining. Parikit was saved by Krishna in the womb. So when he was born, he was always looking for this person who had saved him. And the word abhivikyata, celebrated, it's also used to describe the time period, the first millennium of the second half of Brahma's life. Brahma's life is 100 years, so the second half begins when he's 50. And the first millennium is celebrated as what? What's the first millennium of Brahma's life famous for? What happens in the first millennium of Brahma's life? What? The four yugas, yes. But the first millennium, it has a name. It's known by the name of one of the incarnations of the Lord. It's celebrated as the Varaha millennium. Because during that first millennium, in the second half of Brahma's life, Lord Varaha appeared. Now I see that some of the brahmacharis have gone to sleep. Especially the fat ones. So who's going to wake them up? Who wants to volunteer to keep everybody awake? Kurmarupa! Jai Kurmarupa Prabhu! Kurmarupa, as you know, is tending many cows. So he won't hurt you. If he wakes you up, he'll just give you some friendly pats. So we're talking about the word abhivikyata. Just one word in this verse we're talking about. Abhivikyata means constantly famous. This is a characteristic of Vritra. So the Veda base is so nice. We have the research Veda base. I looked for the word abhivikyata. And I'm making the point here, I'm making the point that although Vritrasura is a demon, he's described by this word, abhivikyata, and this word is usually applied, and I'm giving examples, to Parikit. It's the word applied to the first millennium of Brahma's life, in the second half of his life, the Varaha millennium. The word abhivikyata is used to describe another incarnation, Upendra. Who's Upendra? What's he famous for? Yes, what's characteristic of Mamana? He's a very small person. He's a dwarf, so he's famous as the dwarf incarnation. Then, Abhivikyata, constantly celebrated, Abhivikyata also applies to the topmost devotees of Krishna. They are... the gopis. Who's saying the gopis? You? Did you say? You said. Okay, very good. This brahmacharya is very smart. The most beloved devotees of the Lord, the gopis, what are they famous for? Avivikyata, what are they celebrated for? Pandu? Who can describe the gopis? Yes, pure devotional service, but especially pure ecstatic love of Krishna. And the land of Krishna, Sri Mathura, is described also in the Bhagavatam as Avivikyata, because it's the land of Go Loka, the land of cows. And it's a very confidential place. The Bhagavatam says, you know, this is a very confidential place. The Lord's most intimate pastimes take place here. But still, even though it's intimate, it's famous everywhere. Mathura. So Vritrasura is being described by this same word, Avivikyata. And of course, he was famous as a demon, so he had some powers. He was able to cover all the planetary systems. He had a demonic power. He could cover the planetary systems. I'm not sure exactly how, but he's described that way. Vrita means one who covers everything. What does vritta mean? Vritta, what does vritta mean? Vritra. Never heard of it. What does vritta mean? One who covers everything. So what does vritra cover? All the directions, all the planetary systems. Somehow he creates fear. The demon is very fearful. So the demigods were fearful of Vritra. And Indra became known as Vritraha. Vritraha. The killer of Vritra. So the Bhagavatam, now we have heard the Bhagavatam, these descriptions using this word, Avivikyata. Maybe today you can remember this one point, Avivikyata. Vritra was famous, and he was famous in the same category as those personalities we mentioned. But the Bhagavatam is so beautiful, so pure. The Bhagavatam has such beautiful language that it describes even further other personalities and connects them with Vritra. One of those personalities is the first demon that Krishna killed. Actually, she was a demoness. Her name is... What's her name? The first demon Krishna killed. This man. Yes. Who is the first demon? Putana. Very good. So Putana, as you know, when Krishna sucked her breast and sucked out her life, Putana fell down on the pasturing ground and manifested her original form as a Rakshasi. She had assumed the beautiful form of a gopi to deceive Krishna's mother. So she fell down on the pasturing ground. Just like Vritrasura fell down when he was killed by Indra's thunderbolt. So Vritrasura is so famous. And one more, the last one. Vritrasura is also described in connection with Lord Ramachandra. In Lord Ramachandra's pastimes, there are many exalted sages who honor the Lord. Sometimes they offer sincere prayers to the Lord. They glorify Him with prayers. Sometimes they award Lord Ramachandra infallible blessings. Lord Ramachandra. And sometimes they perform the ritualistic bath when the Lord was coronated after He came back from Sri Lanka. He was shaved. The sages ordered that now Lord Ramachandra's matted locks should be shaved off, and he should be bathed, a ritual bath for the king to be crowned. So the sages performed this bath, and they're compared in the Bhagavatam to the demigods who formerly bathed Indra after Indra killed Vritra. Okay, brahmacharis, here's a question for you. When Indra killed Vritrasura, the demigods bathed him, gave him a ritual bath. In Ramachandra's pastimes, what is that compared to? Yes. What is it compared to in Ramachandra's pastimes? Yes, you. Don't look behind you. I'm asking you. Do you know? No. You were sleeping. What were you dreaming about? Who wants to answer the question? Vamsi? This one. Loud. The sages bathed Ramachandra, just like the demigods bathed Indra. Okay, now let's talk about knowledge. This verse talks about Jnana Vijnana Samyutta. Vritrasura retained his transcendental knowledge. His knowledge was not lost. Even though he was Chitraketu and he took birth in the demonic species of life, he didn't lose his transcendental knowledge. Srila Prabhupada talks about this in connection with Bharat Maharaj also. Bharat Maharaj was obliged to become a deer because he was intimately attached to the deer. And he thought of the deer at the time of death. So he became a deer. But his transcendental knowledge accompanied him. And Chitraketu fell down. because of Parvati's curse, but he didn't lose his transcendental knowledge. Therefore, Prabhupada quotes the verse in the first canto, fifth chapter, Chakta Svadharma Charnam Bhujam Hare. This means that if one gives up one's own duty in the Varnashram system, Swadharma, I might have some duty in the Varnashram system, I might have some work, but if I take to the transcendental service of the lotus feet of Lord Hari, Charanam Bhujam Hare, bhajan, if I execute bhajan to Charanam Bhujam, the lotus feet of Krishna, and I give up my duty, Tyaktva Svadharma, that's okay, Bhagavatam says. Even if it's okay, even if you fall down, even if you don't succeed at first, you may try to become a devotee and be inspired to be a devotee, but you might fall down. You might have the wrong association. Like Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj associated with a deer. He just had a pet. Innocent pet. He was taking care of the deer. But he fell down because he thought of his deer at the time of death. But his knowledge, his transcendental knowledge was not lost. Therefore, the Bhagavatam says, surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord, even if there's a chance of falling down. Because if one falls down from the prescribed duties of devotional service, he'll never forget the lotus feet of Krishna. Once engaged in the lotus feet, the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, one will continue the service in all circumstances. He never meets with inauspiciousness in this world or in the spiritual world. Therefore, the verse says, what unfavorable thing will happen to the devotee who gives up his service in the Varnashram system? What unfavorable thing will happen to him? And the answer is, nothing. Abhadram means inauspicious. Abhadram. Maybe something inauspicious will happen. Abhadram. And the answer is no, no. Abhut amushyakim. Nothing unfavorable will happen to him, even if he falls down. So what's the use of just engaging in your svadharma in the Varnashram system? The goal is not to be simply a member of the Varnashram system, although that's good. That's better than not being in the Varnashram system. At least you're pleasing Lord Vishnu in the Varnashram system. But we have to go further, always go higher to the steps of the devotional path. Go on the steps of the devotional path. We have to adopt devotional service in such a way that we never forget the lotus feet of the Lord. We have to go beyond the bodily consideration. And this takes faith. This takes the development of Shraddha. Our faith is meant to mature into Nishtha. Therefore, it said that the immature devotee, the devotee with immature faith, it's not yet ripe, not yet mature. The word is apakva, immature. He may fall down. Apakva. In the course of his bhajan, he may fall down. Bhajan apakva. The immature bhajan. Another example is Ajamiyo. In his early life, he was a devotee, and in his youth, he fell down. But still, he was saved by the Lord in the end. So the words Gyanavijnana Samyutta are used here to describe Vritra. His spiritual knowledge and practical application of that knowledge were not lost. Jnana means knowledge of the difference between the soul and the body. Where do you get this knowledge? Where can you get jnana? Suppose I ask you, where in Mumbai can I get jnana? What will your answer be? Where is jnana? What does Bhagavad Gita say? Jnanam. Where is Bhagavad Gita pointing? For Gyan. Hey. Between 8 o'clock and 12 o'clock? 8 to 12 what? Eight to 12 verse. Of what? What? 13th chapter. Yes, that's true. Very good. That's where Gyan is described. Very good. That's the characteristics of Gyan. But I'm asking, where can you find Gyan? In what circumstance? Huh? In the association of devotees? Yes. Still, that's not the answer I want. I'll give you a hint. In what mode is knowledge found? Sattva-gun, yes. Krishna says in the 14th chapter, sattva-sanjayate-gyanam. Knowledge arises, jayate, in the mode of goodness. So that's why we get up early in the morning. We rise early in the morning because that's the time of the mode of goodness. Then one more point, or two more points maybe. How can the knowledge be destroyed? Krishna says, what destroys this knowledge? Gyan vijnana nashanam. Gyan vijnana nashanam. What is the destroyer of knowledge and self-realization? Yes. Selfish desire. Kama ish. Therefore, Krishna tells Arjuna, after you control your senses, with self-control, control your senses, then you strike down this vice of selfish desire because it will destroy your knowledge and realization. So gyan means knowledge of the difference between the body and soul, and vigyan means knowledge of one's position in relationship to Brahman. Is that right? Yes. We are aham brahmasmi. That's all. Finished. Yes? Yes. Vamsi says that's the knowledge. Okay, any questions?
Hare Krishna. Guruji, this, as here he says that Vritrasur was given gift of his realization and knowledge, that he retained it. And we find some other personalities also in Srimad Bhagavatam, like Bharat Maharaj also, when he became Jad Bharat or deer, he retained his knowledge. So, but we find normally, if someone is getting born again, then he generally forgets. So, what is that, how one becomes so fortunate to retain that knowledge?
How do we get the fortune of retaining our transcendental knowledge when we die? We have to have the real thing. We have to have the gyan and vigyan. And then it will go with us. That's guaranteed, Krishna says. Neha bikrama nashrasti pratyabhayo navidyate. Don't worry. You'll get a human life. And in human life you can cultivate spiritual knowledge again. And it'll come to you automatically. That's what Krishna says in the 6th chapter. We read that verse. Automatically, even you don't seek it, it'll come to you again. You'll be born in the circumstances in which you get the opportunity. Another question?
Hare Krishna. You say, Kaam, quote, ido destroy our knowledge. But Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, Neha Brikmana Ashasti Pratyanudhyayan. Next birth, your gyan is increased. That's point of you stop and again start. The next birth. So this is a contradiction statement. He says ki knowledge is destroyed, in rise is the calm. Yes.
Well, there's some danger that the knowledge can be destroyed by selfish desire. But Krishna doesn't say, your knowledge is going to be destroyed, you won't have it again in your next life. He doesn't say that. He says, in your next life, you'll have this transcendental knowledge again. So it won't be destroyed. But it can be destroyed if you don't strike down this vice of selfish desire. So we have to really make the transition from being conditioned by selfish desire to being unconditioned devotees, unconditional devotional service, giving yourself to Krishna, then your desires change. Pandu, do you have a question? You're very inquisitive. Ask Pandu if he has a question. No? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. प्रभु जी आप बोल रहे थे जब भी हम ज्ञान में हम आगे बढ़ते हैं स्टेप बाय स्टेप, तो ज्ञान का मतलब है हम भगवान को जानने का मतलब ज्ञान हुआ, तो फिर जब भी हम आगे बढ़ते हैं तो फिर हम गिर कैसे जाते हैं प्रभु जी?
Raghava, can you translate?
Knowledge means to progress. So after progressing, how can we fall down?
The question is, how can we fall down if we're making progress? How does it happen? Is that the question? How does it happen that we're making progress and we can fall down?
Yes.
Well, you can use an analogy. You may be on the path, you may be making progress, you may even be on the royal road. That example is used in one of Srila Prabhupada's purports. Because Krishna mentions in one verse that there's aversion and there's attachment. Even in the activities that we do as devotees, we may feel some aversion or attachment. And there's a possibility of becoming waylaid even on this royal path. Let's see. Yeah, here it is. A person free from all attachment and aversion and able to control his senses through regulative principles can obtain the complete mercy of the Lord. I'd like to find the purport that talks about the royal road. Sometimes on the royal road there are accidents. So that's one thing that can happen, Pandu, Sutta. There might be some accidental fall down, or out of bad association, one can fall down. When one does not develop his faith enough, insufficient faith, he just stays on the level of Kanishta Adhikari. Okay, now I know how to be a devotee. I know how to put on tilak, I know how to put on a dhoti and kirt. I know how to take prasadam. So I can do these things for many years, but neglect making advancement in my faith. My faith is still just shraddha. My heart is into it, but I haven't developed unflinching nishta. I have to go further. I have to become so steady that all the undesirable things, all the anarthas are cleansed away. And then I attain nishta. Then I go further, higher, to attachment and to ruchi and so on. So it's a long process, and you have to definitely go through all these stages. There are definite changes you have to make. And sometimes we get stuck because we think, you know, I'm just going to do what I've been doing and I'm not going to go further. We become indifferent to Krishna. Okay, thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Glory to Srila Prabhupada.